Blog Talk Radio.
Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives life to our days. Many are the blessings He bears to those who trust in His ways. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives life to our days. Sons of Him who built the valleys and plains. Praise the wonders our God has done in every heart that sees. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives life to our like gold that's tested in fire. Though the power of sin prevails, our God is there to save. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives life to our
to deeper truth. And today is the transfiguration of the Lord.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the saint of the day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts.
Hey!
presenting From Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. And our saint of the day is the Catholic defender, is the Transfiguration of the Lord for August the 6th. The Transfiguration is a theophany, a manifestation of God, especially of the divinity of Christ, through a display of his uncreated divine energy. Many churches of Christianity celebrate the Transfiguration as a major feast day. All three synoptic gospels tell the story of the Transfiguration. Matthew is chapter 17, 1 through 8. Mark is chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. And Luke is chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. With remarkable agreement, all three place the event shortly after Peter's confession of faith that Jesus is the Messiah, when he was named the first pope, and Jesus' first prediction of his passion and death. Peter's eagerness to erect tents or booths on the spot suggested it occurred during the week-long Jewish festival of booths in the fall. The Transfiguration narrative acts as a further revelation of the identity of Jesus as the Son of God to some of his disciples. According to scripture scholars, in spite of the text's agreement, it is difficult to reconstruct the disciples' experience because the Gospels draw heavily on Old Testament descriptions of the Sinai encounter with God and the prophetic visions of the Son of Man. Certainly, Peter, James, and John had a glimpse of Jesus' divinity strong enough to strike fear into their hearts. Such an experience defies description, so they drew on familiar religious language to describe it. And certainly, Jesus warned them that his glory and his suffering were to be inextricably connected, a theme John highlights throughout his gospel. The Transfiguration is a preview of the future when the Son of Man will come in glory to consummate his kingdom. But his future kingdom can only come through his death and resurrection, which is why Jesus warns the three disciples, tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead, Matthew 17, verse 9. Tradition names Mount Tabor as the site of the revelation. A church first raised there in the 4th century was dedicated on August 6th, a feast to honor the Transfiguration was celebrated in the Eastern Church about that time. Western observance began in some localities about the 8th century. The incident also takes place on a mountain, and the cloud symbolizes the presence of God. Moses and Elijah appear and stand beside Jesus. This symbolizes that Jesus is their successor and has fulfilled both. He is now bringing the new covenant from God for all people. On July 22nd, the Crusaders defeated the Turks at Belgrade. News of the victory reached Rome on August 6th, and Pope Callistus III placed the feast on the Roman calendar the following year. One of the Transfiguration accounts is read on the second Sunday of Lent each year, proclaiming Christ's divinity to the elect and baptized alike. The gospel for the first Sunday of Lent, by contrast, is the story of the temptation in the desert, the affirmation of Jesus' humanity. The two distinct but inseparable natures of the Lord, the subject of much theological argument at the beginning of the Church's history, it remains hard for believers to grasp.
living Word and shining Son of God, your presence, we see the face of holiness. Overshadow us with your power and grace, that we may keep your commandments and speak your truth with courage and love. For all the dazzling glory of your holy name, amen. And that's our saint for the day, August 6th, the Transfiguration of the Lord. You don't get any better than that.
No, the Transfiguration. And many Transfiguration of the Lord also transfigure our hearts to recognize his glory. You notice that Moses and Elijah appear there with him. And so Jesus fulfills prophets. And he fulfills the Old Testament. And so that's
Jesus said later on, I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Amen. And what he's fulfilling with is our holy Catholic priest. And so that's why we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Praying for our priests. That is such a major part of what we're doing here at Deeper Truth, because we feel it is so important. And St. John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests, and we ask him to pray for us and to pray for our priests. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, pray for us. And he said, St. John Vianney said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to help you, and Satan will leave you. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear our humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the Church. They are needed for souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. And as you have stated, Mike, that priests are on the front line against the war against sin. And that is so important. And that is why it is important that we pray for Pope Francis and all of the clergy. We pray for all the families, fathers and mothers, and all of our children. We pray for all of our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And that is so important to protect their innocence. Because they look to us. Children look at us, especially the little young ones. They look to us for protection. And may we utilize the eyes of Jesus in seeing to their needs, that love that he has, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the love that they have for children and for all. And so, Heavenly Father, may our children not fear, for you are with them. As we place our children in your mighty, loving hands, give us peace, knowing that you are right by their side. Please replace their fears with the strength and courage to face and whatever the day brings. And so we ask for protection, transformation, and restoration. We pray. And Pope Benedict, for the protection of the child, he said, O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And so Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children of God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And also with Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, and all the saints in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the lives and these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for all those today who are held down by addictions. for those who need deliverance. We pray for deliverance. We pray for healing. And so, Lord, thank you for all the great gifts and blessings that you've given us. And Mike, thank you for sharing the transformation or the transfiguration of the Lord. And
you know,
tomorrow's...
the three disciples who went up on the mountain with him, they saw his glory, and probably not all of it, because if he would have shown forth with all of his glory, they would be blinded. Their eyes wouldn't be able to take it. But they saw him in the concrete. We see him in the abstract. We've never seen anyone transfigured like that.
No.
So we have to take their word for it.
I think their word is good.
Eyes of faith.
They got the words of good. Their words as good as gold, more precious
Absolutely.
Than rubies and jewels. And tomorrow's tomorrow's saint is Saint Cajetan. Cajetan. And so his story will be shared tomorrow on Deeper Truth. And tonight with John Carpenter, our journey with Mary, we are going to Russia. Russia, 1579, where the Virgin Mary had something going on there. And so join us tonight for this incredible story where the Lord intervenes with his church and with his people.
And I took a sneak peek, and it is a remarkable story. I can't tell you any of it, so you'll have to tune in tonight at 9 Eastern, 8 Central for Journey with Mary.
Yes. Carpenter. And so, and thank you all for listening tonight. Today is Sunday, and we received Jesus in the Eucharist, and no greater blessing, no greater revelation.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up games. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children. Sweet, precious children. Pretty, dirty children.
And so what the devil seeks, he roars around like a roving lion searching for souls to devour. And so he's always looking for a way to try to enter into our rest and try to destroy our rest and our peace and joy. And he tries to fill it with drugs and rabbit holes that are not good. And so we should turn our back on the gods of men and hold fast to the one holy, true Catholic faith.